Good morning, everyone. A clue now in what is sometimes a mysterious approach to the war on terror involving the Obama administration. A civilian court is going to be the forum for trying a Somali man accused of having ties to two terrorist groups. But the man's custody began when he was flown to New York, when he was arrested and interrogated for months aboard a U.S. naval vessel. So the question is, in the war on terror, how does the Obama administration deal with detention, arrest, interrogation, and then actually resolving the question in a civilian court? Eric Schmidt joins us, senior writer and terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. First of all, explain the significance of this individual defendant from the Al-Shabaab terrorist group that's said to have ties to Al-Qaeda.
Yes, John. Well, what's significant, one of the many things that's significant about this case is that he poses an example of what happens when the military or the U.S. intelligence services pick up a person they believe is a terrorism suspect outside the designated battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq. And this individual is in his 20s, Ahmed Warsami, was picked up on a small fishing trawler in the waters, international waters, between Somalia and Yemen. And American officials say he is a danger. He's a danger because he works for both an Islamic militant group in Somalia called the Shabaab, but he's also worked and helped the Al-Qaeda franchise in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. So he's picked up at sea, and there's no real place to put him. The American government doesn't want to put new terrorism suspects at Guantanamo Bay. They don't really have an alternative in Afghanistan anywhere else. So he's put on a ship, as you said, for a couple of months until they can kind of bring charges. And then the decision is made to bring him to a civilian court in New York City as of yesterday, as opposed to shipping him off to Guantanamo Bay, where he would be subject to the military commissions there for the senior terrorism suspects that are being held at that prison.
In theory, though, Eric Schmidt, doesn't this naval vessel constitute a kind of, you know, Guantanamo 2? And are the courts likely to view him in the same way that it is viewed suspiciously the way in which individuals were treated at Gitmo?
Well, that's a big question, John, in terms of how the courts will look at this. I mean, the administration is saying he's held in temporary detention aboard this ship until they can find a permanent place to put him. That would be a distinction there. They're also saying that he meets the criteria for a terrorism suspect and that he's been found to be aiding and abetting designated terrorist organizations, two, as a matter of fact, the one in Somalia and the one in Yemen. So the controversy now is, how do you handle him? Is he handled in civilian courts versus the military tribunals? Is he sent to Guantanamo Bay, as some in Congress would have it, or back to the high security detention center in New York City where he is now? And then this larger question is the Al-Qaeda franchise is spread around the world, whether it be North Africa or this East African area now. What do you do when you gather up more of these kind of individuals? Do you just have this kind of ad hoc system of dealing with them?
We're speaking with Eric Schmidt, senior writer and terrorism correspondent for a part in the New York Times. We're talking about a Somali man who is going to be charged with providing support to two Islamist militant groups. And Eric, as you're speaking, this is really speaking to the sort of nebulous zone in which terrorism suspects live in the law. I mean, are we expecting at some point some kind of clarity on guidelines on how at least the United States, if not other countries, is supposed to handle terrorism suspect, where they're supposed to be detained and how they're supposed to be tried?
That's right, Celeste. And this is a debate that's been going on in the administration now pretty much since President Obama came into office, vowing to overhaul many of the detention practices that the Bush administration had. But this is one key area where they have not resolved it. And interestingly, just last week in a Senate hearing, the military officer who just recently stepped down as head of the military's Joint Special Operations Command, that's the command, by the way, that raided Osama bin Laden's house and killed him in May. This officer, Vice Admiral William McCraven, was asked about this whole circumstance. And while obviously knowing about this case, he didn't tip his hand, but mentioned that there were instances where terrorism suspects had been taken onto Navy ships where they were being where they were being detained and interrogated. And he even offered the possibility that if they couldn't bring a case to him in American courts, they couldn't take him to a third country, they might have to let him go. So again, this he was raising all sorts of options here. But again, it shows that there really is not a clear and coherent policy for how to deal with these kind of suspects in the war on terrorism.
Although there seem to be two glimmering lights here in the sense that, number one, Gitmo appears to be, by the by this announcement and also what you've just described there, that military source, Gitmo's off the table going forward, and maybe civilian courts are on the table as the sort of default option going forward.
Well, again, this is where you've got a big fight between the administration, which is argued strenuously for wanting to try terrorism suspects, including some of the highest value terrorism suspects in civilian courts. Of course, they had to retreat on that in the case of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the architect of the 9/11 attacks going into New York City. But in this case, they did it without, obviously, with any publicity. They did this all in secret, held this individual in secret on a Navy ship for 2 months, interrogated him, and then whisked him into New York yesterday. And there was outrage among many congressional Republicans who felt that this is an individual who should have been sent to Guantanamo Bay and subject to the rules there, the military tribunal rules, rather than the civilian federal court system.
Or the non-rules there at Gitmo. One thing that's also clear is that Gitmo itself becomes more and more of a netherworld. Its defendants and detainees more tainted by the actions over the last decade, which complicates any adjudication of their cases, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the Congress right now is moving through legislation that would make it even more difficult for the administration to move anybody out of Guantanamo Bay to any kind of civilian prison inside the United States. So, again, this is going to be a part of the long-running battle between the administration and Congress.
Speaking about Ahmed Abdul Qadir Warsami, who is charged with 9 counts related to accusations he provided support to the Shabab, a terrorist group in Somalia, and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen. That's Eric Schmidt, senior writer and terrorism correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.